Ian Morrison, the rental man, is back. But come July 1st, he's picking up a whole new title that's got nothing to do with rentals or reno tips. There's new legislation landing on local business, turning everyday operators into something they never signed up for. And Ian's reaching for his 10-gallon hat with a few thoughts to share. Quite a few, actually. Saddle up, because this one's going to be a rough ride. Good morning, Ian, and welcome to the studio.
Good morning, Deb. Good morning, listeners.
So, Ian, I believe you will shortly be going on the front line in the fight against money launderers and terrorists.
Yes, Deb, I'll be putting on my 10-gallon hat, and I'll be clipping on my spurs, I'll be hitching up my gun belt and keeping a wary eye out for any of those criminal varmints or, God forbid, terrorists who have the audacity to try and buy real estate in our little old town. It's ludicrous, Deb, and it's not only us. It's accountants, hospitality and tourism operators, retail, superannuation and insurance providers, and the list goes on. It would be funny if it was not such a serious impost to any small businesses just trying to get through the day in the service of their customers.
You paint a funny picture, Ian, but I'm sure there is more to it.
Yes, Deb, under the Anti-Money Laundering and Counter-Terrorism Financing Act, we will become registered reporting entities from the 1st of July, which will mean verifying all customer identities, assessing and managing the risk they may pose, keeping extensive records and reporting any suspicious activity we may find through these processes. And bear in mind, there are penalties if we fail in this regard. What we are now required to do is to review our service and customers, review that list to assess our risk appetite, and rate the information to determine our business position. We then have to follow the same process with regard to our personnel, assess suitability, create and implement ongoing training for the staff, and document all of the above programs. And in case that is not enough, we are then required to confirm the identities for each and every customer, review the process for high-risk and complex customers, including financial information at times, and a consideration as to offboarding and tipping off controls before we can allow a transaction with that customer. And just finally, all this requires senior management approval and sign-off. So basically, we now have to create a whole new department and bureaucratic level of record keeping in our systems, taking up time and resources with no reward financially or otherwise for doing the government's job of keeping us safe, all the while finding the time to still run our business and service our clients. It's a bit like their failed housing policies. They will just dump it off to the private sector and expect us to pick up their slack. And let's be frank here, Deb. The criminal elements that they are making us test for will not be coming to us. They'll continue on their merry way while we police the honest people just trying to get on with their lives and dreams, mate.
I think you're right, Ian. And it sounds like quite a lot of work. Even some of those words are unfamiliar to me.
The whole thing sounds unfamiliar, Deb. Like, what is risk appetite? Don't we all have no appetite for anything like that? And as to offboarding and tipping off controls, are they even a thing? When I looked through the not very helpful guide, the whole thing looked like some interdepartment document that police or border force may use and just amended for this purpose that some numpty in Canberra thought was a good idea. It reminds me of the McCarthy years with the Reds under the bed era, another unmentionable dictators in history where the citizens were required to report on their own fellow citizens. As our socialist government continues to interfere in our daily lives and practices, the first casualties will always be the mutual trust and respect we have for each other as the fabric of our society unravels, in my view, Deb. But hey, in better news, a great budget brought down by council last week with minimum increases in rates, ongoing capital works to improve our roads and infrastructure, and all due to continuing solid bank balances as this great community continues to grow and thrive, Deb. Just keep an eye out for any of those pesky criminals or terrorists out there, though, y'all.
That's Ian Morrison, the rental man, breaking down exactly what these new anti-money laundering laws mean for local business from July 1st. The new checks, the new paperwork, and a fair bit of frustration about who's really doing the government's job for them. Thanks for saddling up with us again, Ian. Always entertaining, always informative.
My pleasure, Deb. See you next time.